the families of the Yankees are giving up food, so we're going to be feeding our whole district, the 79th district in the Bronx.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister, for sharing that with us. And that's what Christmas is all about, family, because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so that's what it's about, us giving. What can we give this summer, this Christmas, to make life more pleasant, to be a blessing to someone else? Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, oh, my, our Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for this day. We thank you for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you that you have blessed us, that we can give, oh Lord, that we can keep Christmas real, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that our giving, if it's not something tangible, it can be a word, Lord. It can be a word of encouragement. It can be a hug. It can be a sincere prayer, oh God. It can be a sincere smile, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us to be able to be a blessing to someone else. We thank you, Lord, for the TMC family. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and how they gave, oh God. They gave of their time, their talents, oh God, and their love for us, which is why we are on this TMC call this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you for how they gave. They gave of their expertise, oh God. They gave, oh God, of everything they had, Lord, their resources to start Artists International. Now, Lord, as we celebrated Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon's birthday yesterday, Father, we thank you, Lord, for her heart, Lord. And Father, and Dr. P.K. Robinson, we ask, oh God, that you bless them, their entire families, oh God, and the Diaz de Leon families. Lord, that you bless them, oh God, like never before. Lord, that you continue to order their footsteps, oh Lord, and that you continue to shower them with love and favor. Father, we thank and praise you for our prayer team. We thank and praise you for our family members who have gathered here today. And you know what each person stands in need of, Lord. And you said in your word that all we have to do is to trust in you with all our heart, not even lean on our own understanding. So that's what we do, Lord, as we trust in you for those things. And now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring the word of God this morning that we know was going to be such a blessing to us that we can go out and give it to somebody else. Lord, I ask that you continue to be with their family, Lord. Continue to be with them. Whatever their hands touch prospers in Jesus' name. Now, Father, the only person that we're not giving anything to, and that's credit to that old slew-footed devil demon, Satan, because he is not allowed on this call. And therefore, because of your power, because of your blood, this call will go forth with clarity because the lions are already anointed. We give you praise. We call it done. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and only you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a blessed day, and I will turn you over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call up with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I love that tag, Keeping Christmas Real Tuesday, and that we are going to do. Good morning, and I join Minister Willa in welcoming you once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're delighted that you're with us this morning. If this is your first time on the call, we welcome you with a special welcome, and we thank God for you because you're definitely in for a treat this morning. We're so grateful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, and they are our co-founders. They are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and this call is about honoring and glorifying our Master, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we encourage you to go on and invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a great website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. So we are encouraging everyone to go to the website and also to give a donation to Pastor Everett Thomas, who's in Detroit, Michigan, and his ministry, and because they endured such a severe damage to their building. No gift is too small. You'll see the link on the website. If you have a desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit your request to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven that changes lives daily, and that is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family. And to get more information about this awesome company, get with the person that invited you to this call or get on the morning motivational call, which is right after this call, that's hosted by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook. We call her the godmother, and a team of leaders right after this call. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. And if you miss the latest celebration, our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle, celebrated her birthday yesterday. Yes, she did. This awesome woman of God is so dear to us as well as to the masses. Therefore, you still have a chance to celebrate and bless her by going to her PayPal account, and that is Dr. Vanessa PPD at yahoo.com. That's DrVanessa, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, D as in David, at yahoo.com. Please go there and bless our woman of God. This lady deserves to be celebrated all month long, okay? Brothers and sisters, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord this morning. Our speaker today is another phenomenal woman that is among this ministry. This lady is known as Minister Kai, and she was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000. As a lay minister, and God led her to a seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Kai serves at New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God that he is. His name is Christopher. He's a sophomore at Central College in Danville, Kentucky, and I'm proud with her because he is a definite amazing young man. She is an artist distributor and looking forward to whatever God has her to do next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in her in all of our lives. So I present to some, introduce to some rather, and present to others none other than our very own Minister Kai out of Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, darling. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you for such an amazing introduction. Every time I hear my bio read, I have to stop and honor and give glory to God, because without him, where would I be? So you just want to honor him, and I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. T.K. Roberts for allowing me this opportunity to come forth and minister to his to God's people, because you can't take it lightly when you go before God's children. You have to be very careful that you do no harm to his people, because that is counted to your account. So this morning, we're just going to glorify and praise God through his word and in his word, and I pray that he moves me out of the way so that his purpose and his will can be accomplished in this time. So today we are going to just get right into the word, and the message is entitled today, Nevertheless, a Powerful Word. Now, I had, you know, me being me, I had this whole, oh, I'm going to do a Christmas thing, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. So instead, the Lord said, okay, I'm going to test your resolve in me, because you said you're going to do what I say. So you're not going to deliver a message about Christmas today. You're going to deliver a message about the word nevertheless. So the word nevertheless is used 97 times in the King James Version of the Bible, 64 times in the Old Testament, 33 times in the New Testament. Now, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, nevertheless means in spite of it. So when I got that word, I said, okay, Lord, here's my first test. Am I going to do what you say and say, okay, I had this plan, but nevertheless, I'm going to do what God said. So here we go. God used the word nevertheless, Jesus used it, and man used it. We each need to understand the magnitude of the word nevertheless. For some, nevertheless changes a positive into a negative. Now, we all know the story of Numbers 13, where Moses sends the spies out into the land to see, you know, what the land is and to tell him about the inhabitants. So I'm going to read Numbers 13, 27 through 33. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea along the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, Caleb had a positive nevertheless, but the other 10 spies, their nevertheless changed a positive to a negative. See, they allowed fear and doubt to creep in and stifle what God had already blessed them with, what God had already prepared them for, which was to go in and take the land. So we have to be careful that we don't allow our nevertheless to change what God has already planned for us and what he has already blessed us with, and all we need to do is walk into it from a positive to a negative. I was reading my devotional this morning, and one of the things it said, every minute you devote to your critics is time stolen away from your God-given assignment. So what the 10 spies did, where they went and spied out the land and came back and said, oh, it's a great land. Nevertheless, we're afraid of the people, and we know that they can defeat. So we must ensure that we do not allow our nevertheless to hinder or halt God's plans for our lives. So when God uses the word nevertheless, it shows his mercy towards his children. Let's look at Ezekiel 16, 58 through 60. And most of these scriptures will either come from the King James or the New King James Version today. You have paid for your lewdness and your abomination, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, I will deal with you as you have done, who despise the oath by breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. So in spite of how negligently
we act, God continues to honor his word, and he keeps his covenant with us. Even when we break that covenant, even when we go outside of that covenant, God being God and his character being what it is, he honors his covenant in spite of us. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you. So in spite of us, God continues to honor his covenant. And when you look at that, and when you see how God is forgiving and gracious, and he honors his covenant in spite of what we do, nevertheless, then how are we supposed to act when people offend or do things that we don't like or do things to hurt them? Do we get to turn our backs on them? Or should we say, nevertheless, I'm going to love this person in spite of what they've done? So now, nevertheless can also change a negative to a positive. We're going to start by looking at Galatians 2 and 20. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. So we died with Christ. Nevertheless, we are allowed to live in this world because we live in it by faith in Christ Jesus. So nevertheless, I've died in the flesh, but I live by faith. And I get to live this spiritual life because Jesus gave himself for me. See, I've got to make that one personal. He died for everybody, but I know that he died so that God could be in right relationship with God. Sometimes we have to stop and take that and make the word of God personal and apply it specifically to us, to our own personal situations and circumstances. Another situation where a negative was changed to a positive by the word nevertheless occurs in Luke 5:5-7. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught great numbers of fish, and their nets were breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came, and both boats were filled, so that they began to sink. Now, Peter could have told God, I'm not doing this. I'm not going back out there. I've been out there all night. I'm done. I'm putting this net in this boat, and we'll go back out tomorrow night. But instead, he turned the negative of having been out all night fishing and not caught anything into a positive simply by submitting to what Jesus said. He said, okay, nevertheless, simply because you said this, Jesus, I'm going to do it. Now, this was before Simon Peter knew who Jesus was and really understood what was going on. But because he had heard the word, and he just began to say, okay, I'm going to do this in spite of what it looks like. I'm going to step out on faith in spite of how I feel. I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. But I'm going to step out simply because of what Jesus said. Another location where a negative becomes a positive is Hebrews 12 and 11. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So in the time we are being chastised and chastened by God, does not feel good, or by our parents, does not feel good. But we know that if we allow that chastening and that chastisement to have its way and to work its magic on the other side of the chastening or the chastisement, we will be better. We will be stronger. we will be more filled with faith. We will have a better understanding of what our parents were telling us in time. So we have to endure sometimes the chastisement, because we know that in the end, that chastisement, especially chastisement from God, will be for our betterment, will be for us so that we can become more like him. Now, I know that, you know, it's not always easy to put that nevertheless out there. And we're just going to get personal for a minute. When I lost my son at birth, I questioned God. I put a lot of things. I put out there the things that I wanted. And God doesn't mind us placing our wants and our desires before him. He doesn't mind if we tell him how we feel about things. I don't believe that he even minds us questioning the situations and the circumstances that arise in our life. And I did all those things. But in the end, it becomes, nevertheless, God, I trust that all of this that I've gone through is for a purpose and you will receive glory from. And Jesus did this. And when he did it, it showed us complete and total surrender. See, because Jesus wasn't above telling God, I don't want to do this. We all know that in Mark 14, 35 through 36, he went a little further, and we're talking about Jesus, and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible that this hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. See, that tells us, that shows us how completely and totally surrendered our lives should be. If Jesus, who was God made flesh, who had the right and the ability to say, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm not taking this cup. I'm not being crucified for these people. I'm not doing it. He had the right to do that because he is God. He was God. But instead, he said, nevertheless, here we go, not my will, but thy will be done. See, that is our response. When we have a desire, it's okay to take it to God. It's okay to ask him for those things we desire in our lives. It's okay to question where things are going. It is okay to do things and say things and just speak to him openly and honestly with heartfelt words when you're unsure. But in the end, it needs to not be, let me make this personal, not be about what Kai wants for Kai's life, but what God desires for my life has to be foremost and paramount. So, yeah, I had hopes and dreams and visions and plans, and I just knew my life was going to turn out one way. I was going to be this engineer for the rest of my life. And then God said, no, I'm calling you to go to my people in prayer and to minister. And I had to take a step back because ministry was not my plan ever. Let's just keep it real, because I understand the challenges and the situations and the circumstances that ministers face. I understand if we continue to walk in God, with each new level is a new devil. There's a new amount of persecution that comes with walking out his will. So never Kai's plan to step into that. But then I had to remove myself and remember that Jesus never really wanted to die on the cross, because that was a painful and humiliating and just debilitating experience he had to have. But see, it wasn't about him. He always said, it's not me, but my Father that I want you all to see. So we have to remember always, it's not about us. Now, God gives us the ability to make plans, but God should order our steps. So we should always in the front of our minds, not even in the back, but in the front, be willing to say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will, God, be done in my life. So I turn this call back over to you, Minister Brenda. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for that awesome, awesome word. Nevertheless, nevertheless, nevertheless. Shortly, Minister Kai, I will ask you to come back and give us the benediction after a few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the Alpha and Omega in our everyday lives. We glorify you, Father, for taking us as your very own, Lord God, and making us and molding us to be the children and the people of God that you called us to be. We thank you, Father, for every person on this call this morning, Lord God. We thank you for ministering and touching the hearts of all of them, oh God. And in any situation that they may be in, Father God, we can say, nevertheless, it's Christ who lives on the inside of us. We thank you for Emmanuel, because you tell us in your word, Emmanuel is God is with us. So we thank you that you're with us always. We're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that are being attacked in their bodies, Father, with health issues. We say, nevertheless of what doctors may say or what the nurses may say and anybody in the hospital may say or around us may say, we say they are healed, including Joni. We called her healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's nevertheless of what they say, but it's what Jesus says. You said you died that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we're speaking an abundant life in Joni's life, Lord God. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, we call her healed, whole, and complete in Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you're manifesting your glory through her body, mind, and spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for those that are going through trying times, Lord God, that may be going even through bereavement times, Lord God. You say to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. So, Lord God, we thank you for comforting those families, Lord God, that are going through, Lord God, placing your arms around them and letting them know that you are there. Lord God, they may be going through a dim time right now, but nevertheless, you are there to comfort them. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're placing your arms around them and you're letting them know that you are there with them. Father, we thank you for those that may be going through trying times in the businesses, Lord God, that think their business are in a slump. But we say, nevertheless, the plans that Jesus has for us is to live, to go forth. The plans is to be fruitful and to be successful. And we thank you, Father, as we meditate on your word day and night, we will be the successful people that you called us to be. And we thank you because it's according to your will and according to your word. Father God, we thank you for those that are traveling on highways and byways, Lord God. And we thank you for placing your angels around them and letting them know, Lord God, that you're there with them. And we call all traffic to cease from accidents and incidents right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bring up the United States of America before you, Lord God, and I thank you for our president and all those that are working in Congress, Lord God. We know that the country may look like it's in a slump, but we say, nevertheless, Jesus is in control. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for Minister Kai and her son, Lord God. We thank you for pouring into us, Lord God, the word that you have given her. And we ask you, Father, to pour back into her like never before, oh God. We thank you for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for using her, your servant, your daughter, and keeping her in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all these blessings that you're doing, not by might, it's not by power, but it is by the spirit of the true and living God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, I thank you, thank you, thank you again for being with us, and I know you want to go back and hear this playback message, okay, and that playback number, this awesome message, rather, and that playback number is 712-432-1085, again, 712-432-1085. 1085, and the PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, you can remain on, I'm sorry, you don't remain on this call today, but you can go to the motivational call right after this call and learn more about our artist products, okay? And that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, don't forget to be a blessing to our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And you can go to that PayPal, and that's DRVANNESSAP as in Paul, P as in Paul, D as in David, at yahoo.com. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. And we thank you, and God bless you, Minister Kai, for such an awesome, powerful word this morning. Will you please come back and give us the benediction?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Father God, we just humbly submit ourselves to you. We want to be totally surrendered. We want to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, O God. Father God, as we leave this call, but never your presence, continue to keep us, continue to lead and guide us, continue to show us your love, grace, and mercy. Lord, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a great day, and remember, nevertheless, nevertheless, thy will be done, God. Have a great day. Bye-bye.